This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern & Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Lauren Rosen coming right up here in a moment. The Sixers team reporter and one of the co-hosts here on Sixers in 60. No Nick Stauskas, but he'll be back soon enough with more of our Sixers coverage here on the station. But the Sixers at 39-32, eighth in the Eastern Conference, because Miami, as of March 25th here, has the tiebreaker for the number 7 spot. And the Pacers are just a half game up outside of the play-in tournament picture at number 6. The Sixers in recent days have clinched the postseason. Now, the top 8 teams have done that because the postseason here includes the play-in tournament where you still have to play your way in through the bracket. So, but they have clinched the postseason. They have recent games on that trip, a couple of losses. They bounced back from the second loss to the Lakers with the win against the Clippers, which we'll talk a lot about as we bring in Lauren Rosen, Sixers team reporter on the Comcast Business Hotline, to tip things off here on Sixers in 60. And Lauren, before we dive into the Clippers game in more depth, going from LA for 2 games to Sacramento, what's the latest from the road with this Sixers group? Certainly good spirits after picking up a victory.
Well, listen, Matt, first of all, pleasure to be here. This is my favorite time of the week, joining you on Sixers in 60. You said it is a beautiful sunny day in the Delaware Valley. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Sacramento, California as well. Weather was mixed in LA, as were the results of the 2 contests in LA. But the team's general sentiment, Matt, is that they really came together and found some good, even in that loss against the Lakers, which was a narrow loss just a few days back, figured out a lot of things that they like defensively, saw great productivity from Tobias Harris, a great second half from Tyrese Maxey. They learned a lot in that game against the Lakers. They felt that they played well enough to win that game, and the shots just didn't fall, as is sometimes the case in the association. But they put together a full game against the Clippers yesterday, just a fantastic showing across the board. Of course, this is a team that remains significantly, severely shorthanded, absent the MVP, absent 2 of their best, if not their best, defenders in D'Anthony Melton and Robert Covington, and managed to overcome a Clippers team. And I don't need to tell you, Matt, who headlines that Clippers team, but James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and a very strong supporting cast, they have been rolling. And yesterday, the Sixers extended a lead. They quelled a comeback from the Clippers, extended another lead, and got out of there with one of their more impressive wins of the season. It was awesome to see.
I wonder, Lauren, how much last season's schedule, I know some of the faces and the names are different on this year's team, but if anyone feels like this is history repeating itself with all these away games in March, it is. Because last year, March was so road heavy as well, and every win matters right now. Without Joel Embiid, of course, and others. Covington and Melton have been out for most of this time as well. But 2022-23 compared to this road-heavy March, which includes 11 of 16 games away from Philadelphia, and they're in the midst of it. Last year, they started with an odd five-game road trip that I was on, and it ended with a long West Coast trip that you were on. So kind of more of the same this season for the Sixers.
A super, super congested March, and this time, Matt, with quality opponents. And again, for at least this first chunk of it, absent the MVP, or as Tyrese Maxey said it in L.A., absent a good guy who's 7'2 and contributes 40 points a night, didn't say him by name, but we're talking, of course, about Joel Embiid, who has been out for the majority of the last couple of months and through this beginning stretch. The Sixers now approaching sort of the midpoint of this stretch within a stretch. You mentioned 11 of 16 on the road. This is 9 of 11 on the road. The Sixers approaching the midpoint now. But the travel schedule, Matt, has been, I mean, it's been a challenge. You look at these guys that are on the second night of a back-to-back in Sacramento getting ready to play a really good Kings team, then going to get a good night's rest and travel back tomorrow. But then the next day they play at home, and then the next day they travel again to go visit the Cleveland Cavaliers. There is no time off during a really difficult and really crucial stretch in the season. So these wins, especially this one against the Clippers, mean a lot. The odds are not in the Sixers' favor, and they're figuring out ways to win. They're improving on the margins, and then, of course, just trying to pick off as many as they can before they get the big fella back.
We will certainly talk more stats and everything from the 121-107 win over the Clippers. You mentioned Maxey's post-game comments, which we will also hear in just a minute. But before Tyrese Maxey, let's hear from Tobias Harris, who matched him with a game-high 24 points. Harris shot 11 of 19. You could see the aggressiveness in the first LA game. It carried over 2-for-4 from three for Harris, who scored 24 points in 38 minutes.
Kind of took the same energy and the same focus from last game and brought it into this game. Had great pop to us, great energy. Was able to get out in transition and get some good looks and create some open shots. And, so I thought we just did a great job of overall maintaining the lead when we had it as well. And guys hit big shots. Buddy hit some big threes out there. Third quarter campaign came in, made some big shots for us as well. Tyrese, so. Paul Reed, his effort. So everybody out there contributing and just making winning plays.
Coach was just saying in the other room that during this stretch without Joel, he feels you guys have really improved defensively, especially no Melt, no Cove, like other guys have had to step up. What do you feel that you guys have learned as a defensive unit?
Is that, you know, that we can guard. I mean, you know, I felt like in the beginning when Joe was out, you saw a lot of you know, the flaws in the defense, but We've made ways to figure that out and kind of figure out ways to help each other out there and create a presence out there without them. And, last games, we really been locked in defensively of holding teams and making sure the offense is showing them different looks than what they have seen. And it's just been on us to make those shots. And tonight we did a great job of making them and just getting on to the next play.
You kind of mentioned maintaining and being able to sustain even when they made their run. Just kind of what did it take to sort of not let go of the rope and to kind of bounce back and punch back when they made their charge?
Just the will to win. You know, we knew that this game was much needed for us, must win for us. We had that effort out there. And we got guys that made big, timely shots for us tonight as well. to kind of make sure that that momentum didn't swing in their direction. It was a point there in the third that it was tied up, but from there we were able to find something to get to. Tyrese got downhill and create some plays, and we got some more stops. So that was the name of the game for us, get stops and figure out ways to create a mismatch out there to get downhill and to score.
Inside the locker room with Tobias Harris after the Clippers game, Matt Murphy and Lauren Rosen back on Sixers in 60. And Lauren, a lot of it is defensive talk, talking about how their defense was on point and how important that is to them getting off to good starts and with holding storms and comebacks from other teams. But Harris specifically, what have you seen on this trip from him?
I mean, listen, as everybody knows, he was working his way back from an injury. He had a little bit of a quieter stretch there for a bit. But this is someone that's been really important to this Sixers team, to the composition of the team, to the locker room, and to their play on the floor. And one thing that I think people forget a lot about Tobias is how solid he is every playoff run. We have the numbers to match that, and I'll pull them up during the break if you want to use them, Matt Murphy. But Tobias is someone who has been so solid during every playoff run for the 76ers, and he does tend to round into form around now as the playoffs approach. And I think Coach Nurse probably said it better than anyone could. He said the last two games, Tobias has been outstanding. He's been feeling better. He's been looking more healthy. He's got some bounce. And then Tobias said in turn that everybody had the same focus and brought it into this game. I thought our defense was on point. We had great pop, great energy, and everybody was out there contributing. And that to me is just sort of the ultimate Tobias Harris quote, right? The hot start that the Sixers had in the first half yesterday, Tobias nearing 20 points in the first half alone, he deserves a lot of credit for the way that the Sixers were able to extend a lead over a really, really good team with familiar faces on the other side of the basketball. Tobias should get a lot of credit. He's unwilling to take any of it, right? Coach Nurse says he did a great job offensively and defensively. Tobias credits his teammates. He's a huge part of any good night that this team has. Tobias is impacting the game, whether or not people are seeing it on the stat sheet. He's the one that's communicative. He's the one that's helping the young guys along, that's communicating between the coaching staff and the players every night, being the ultimate pro. And so it's good, of course, Matt, now to see him getting some of the shine that he deserves for sort of putting in that work and staying very level through the ebbs and flows of the NBA season.
We will talk about Tyrese Maxey and his fourth quarter against the Clippers. We will hear from Tyrese Maxey, his postgame thoughts after the win as well. Towards the end of Harris's postgame media, Lauren, he was talking about the run that the Clippers made. So they actually, over the end of the second and the beginning of the third quarter, went on a 16-0 run before a Mo Bamba jump shot extended the Sixers lead to 3. And Mo Bamba joins the show later here on Sixers in 60. But Paul George tied it at one point at 70. So before we talk about Maxey, how about the campaign lift with the 3 in that third quarter to keep the Sixers ahead and his little dance? He had a few more in the fourth quarter, the skipping along the court, but campaign's 3 and Kelly Oubre coming back from a hard fall and blocking Paul George's shot, all that happening late in the third quarter. How is the front row seat for the energy that guys like Oubre and Payne bring?
Well, first of all, that block from Kelly Oubre, to me, the block of the season probably for the 76ers and maybe a top 5, top 3 block in the NBA this season. So dominant, so precise. And it was one of those blocks, Matt, when you're in the building, you can hear the pop of the ball. That was tremendous. But I loved what you said about campaign, bringing not only instant offense, instant impact, but his little dancey dance, should we call it, is something that his teammates absolutely love. And during times in the season like this, when you're shorthanded, when you're on the road, when you're playing against good teams, I think we can underestimate how important it is to have guys like campaign in the fold, bringing positive energy at all times. I was in the locker room pregame yesterday and campaign came in. He sat down next to B-ball Paul and he said, "I got a lot of energy today, man." And Paul said to him, "Well, we're going to need it." And campaign said, "All right." And he's dancing around pregame in the locker room. And of course, this a 12:30 tip off Pacific time. So this was around 10 a.m. that campaign is dancing around. by the way, 10 a.m., usually not a time that the guys are up and getting ready for a game. So to see that energy that he brings to the locker room, convert on the court, watch him hit those big threes you mentioned during a really pivotal part of the second half for this game, and then watch him skipping around and dancing around, watching his teammates imitating that skip and that dance. Those little things really matter. Again, during a difficult part of the season, in a difficult game, that positive energy, it's not totally dissimilar from what I was saying about Tobias Harris, who brings that calm, collected energy to the team. Campaign is bringing that up energy, turbo speed, high fuel, high intensity energy. And the two of them, Matt, are equally important to sort of keeping things afloat and keeping this ship moving in the right direction as the Sixers work things out. Ahead of, again, a hopeful return from Joel Embiid and a playoff run in just a few weeks.
Campaign, 23 points, 5 of 10 from 3. That's a season-high 23 points. He had 20 in his Sixers debut after the trade deadline. Just 1 point shy of Maxey and Tobias Harris for that game lead with 24. Can Campaign work his way into the meep bros of Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey, talking about their roadrunner speed, or is that out of the equation?
It's certainly not out of the equation. I think Buddy Hield even really speedy, some speedy moments last night. There's like a little meet gang developing on this 76ers team. For those who don't know, let's just rewind just a second. I know you alluded to it, Matt, but Kelly Oubre has tried really hard to make meet happen between he and Tyrese Maxey. They love getting out together in transition. They love running the floor together. There have been some great lobs between Tyrese and Kelly this season. And Tyrese, of course, now has embraced the meet bros, the two of them saying meet to each other back and forth in the locker room. I'm not going to attempt to do it in the correct voice or intonation that they use, but it has been pretty hilarious. And yes, I would add Campaign into the fold of guys that can participate in that meet culture.
So here in the first segment of Sixers in 60, we will now hear from Tyrese Maxey, because he had a huge fourth quarter. He took it over against the LA Clippers to finish with those 24 points. He went 3 for 5 from 3-point range. And this is the post-game scrum with Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese, coach was complimenting your ability to sort of read the blitz, get off the ball quickly in the first half, and then be aggressive in the second half. What did you find out there for yourself tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they trapped me off of every ball screen in the first two quarters, and I was just telling guys, I mean, I'm going to get off of it early and go make a play. They was able to play 4-on-3 on the backside, and we made some shots, made some plays, and it was big time for us.
Tobias had a really big first half. What kind of lift has he given you over these last couple games?
He was great. He was great, especially great tonight. I mean, he was aggressive early. That's what we need from him. No matter who's out there, no matter how the game is going, we need him to be aggressive. We need him to take the shots that he needs to shoot. I was really happy for him because his first bucket was a catch-and-shoot three in the corner. And I'm always on him about shooting those catch-and-shoot threes because those are opportunities that he's 6'9", so I think he can rise up over people and shoot them. So it was great.
Your back-to-back threes were kind of sparked the run that you guys then went on after they had tied the game. Just kind of what did you see on those two plays, and maybe just what were you guys able to do as a team to restretch the lead?
Yeah, I think the first one was a dribble pull-up. I realized I had a one-on-one situation. I didn't have many of those, so it's like I was going to take advantage of that. And then the next one was a broken play. P. Reed was extremely active and got a steal. KJ was smart. He got the ball, and he swung it quick, and I got a wide open three. So, I mean, it was great. I mean, I think our defensive intensity was key tonight.
Yeah, where do you feel like you guys have continued to make strides on that end of the floor? Because that seems to have been kind of the constant, even when maybe the offense has been a little tough at times.
Right. I mean, for us, I mean, our competitive nature has really stepped up over the last few weeks or so. And coach got on us. I can't remember what game it was after, but he got on us. I think it was after the Knicks game. I feel like they just pushed us around. And ever since then, we haven't had that. I mean, I think Phoenix, we couldn't make a shot. And I mean, it happens like that. But even the Lakers game, I feel like we were extremely aggressive defensively. We just couldn't make any shots. And tonight, our defense was solid as always, but we missed some shots. So that was good for us.
Is there like an exhale when they actually did start? Because they were falling early and often.
Right.
But when you start the game off that way, it's like, okay, we're actually.
There we go. But, we got a lot of confident guys. I mean, guys who are in the gym every single day, who know they can shoot the ball. And, I mean, my message to everybody is just if you're open, shoot it. If you feel like you can knock it down, take it. I mean, it's what it is, man, because everybody's playing hard on defense, man. And it's been great.
Tyrese, when you look at the big picture, how do you look at seeding, whether it's ultimately important or not, with the board in the play-in?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I guess everybody's trying to avoid the play-in. I mean, but I keep saying it. For us, we want to be stepping in the right direction, playing good basketball come playoff time. Because I think we get healthy, you know, we have a chance. You know, we have this one guy on our team who's like 7'2". I think he averages like 40 a game.
Wow.
He's pretty good. So if we get him healthy, get Mel healthy, Cub healthy, then I think we'll be all right.
There are a couple players.
5 points.
2 inches?
Yeah.
Man, Joel, he tried to say he's 6'11". Man, 7'2". Seriously.
There were a few possessions where you were matched up against James. Just, you know, you were obviously very complimentary of him the other night. Just what was it like playing against him today?
It was great. It was great. I mean, I had a lot of fun out there. You know, one thing that I do appreciate about James is he's always going to be competitive. And I'm the same way. You know, I love laughing. I love smiling and all that. But as soon as we get in between those lines, it's time to go. It's time to rock. It was one possession where I boxed him out. And I think he put me in a chokehold. We got to have a conversation about that. But all love, man. Appreciate it. Can't wait to see him again in a couple of days.
Saw you yapping with PJ a little bit, too. What was it like to see him?
Oh, it was great. It was great. He knew I was going to talk to him. It was a couple of times I went over there and, like, just messed with his socks. Messed with him, man. I miss those guys, though. Really, miss those guys. I'm glad that they're happy here.
Tyrese Maxey having some fun with it after the win over the Clippers and also anticipating the return of his MVP teammate, Joel Embiid, eagerly anticipating it like everybody else. And a familiar voice in there was Lauren Rosen, who's joined us here on Sixers in 60. I'm Matt Murphy. And Lauren, a big fourth quarter for Maxey to propel them to a win.
And listen, it's just been such a thrill. A silver lining in this road stretch, Matt, has been watching Tyrese visit some of his former teammates and see how much respect that they have for him. PJ Tucker did not dress last night, but the smile across his face when Tyrese hit that step back three at the end of the first half, I believe it was, he couldn't contain himself. He gave Tyrese this big hug. He was so happy to see him. Of course, I'm thinking back to the Love Gang moment between he and Patrick Beverley out in Milwaukee, the two of them going back and forth, jawing at each other. I'm thinking about the relationship he's developing with Kyle Lowry. There's no teammate, young guy or vet, that's played with Tyrese Maxey that hasn't loved that experience. And as people continue to watch his career and watch his star rise, you got to think about the fact that he's the guy in every office that everybody loves. Coworkers miss him when they're gone. They love working with him when they're together. We have him on our team, Billy. And now I'm getting too excited. I'm going to let you go to break.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to Sixers in 60. Matt Murphy here with you. Thanks again to Sixers team reporter Lauren Rosen for joining us from Sacramento, where the Sixers will play the Kings late tonight. More Sixers after dark to wrap up the four-game trip. And then it's a rematch against the Clippers. So you know the Clippers will be ready for that one in Philadelphia on Wednesday. Then they go back out on the road for the last two of March. At Cleveland on Friday, at Toronto on Sunday. They're coming off a 121-107 win at the Clippers on this past Sunday. But right now, so pleased to be joined by Bob Cooney on the Comcast Business Hotline, our Fanatic basketball insider tonight on Sixers in 60. Bob Cooney, middays with Bob Cooney, 10 to 2 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Bob, thank you. I was listening to you and Amy Fadul talk about the energy around this Sixers group against the Clippers. And what was it that caught your attention that was a little bit different?
I think it was, Murph, and thanks for having me. I think what it was, after reading what Nick Nurse had to say after the game yesterday, he reiterated to the team that, look, Friday may have looked ugly against the Lakers. They shot 34% from the field. They didn't score very many points in losing 104-97. But his point was the shots were there. And keep running the offense, the shots will fall. And I think there was another couple thing. Like Tyrese Maxey can't carry this offense. I love Tyrese Maxey. I think we all do. But it's really hard for a guard at his size to just carry an offense when Joel Embiid is taken out. So as much as you need him to score, I don't think he can carry it. So I thought it was a really good start by the team yesterday when you had Tobias Harris come out and score 19 in the first half, when he was just looking to score and getting into the right spots. And they were looking at the weaknesses of the Clippers. And a lot of times it's James Harden, and you want to attack him when he's playing defense or trying to play defense. I just thought all of that came together yesterday. And yeah, with Amy, I was talking about this afternoon, Murph, was, I don't know, they seem to kind of turn a little bit of a corner. Maybe it was just for that game. Maybe it's something that's going to last for a little while. But they just seem to have an energy that we haven't really seen all the time lately. And maybe they're carrying it through because of what Nick Nurse said. And maybe because there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, because maybe they're getting some news about Joel Embiid coming back.
I do want to talk about Embiid. I do want to talk about your recent conversation just about a week ago with Sixers head coach Nick Nurse and some takeaways coming out of that, some of those related to Embiid and how this team has looked this season, the different variations of it, and how it might look come playoff time. But sticking with the Clippers game for a moment, it might not be the guy that immediately jumps off the stat sheet, but there's a specific Paul Reed play during the Sixers' big second half run where he went up and got his shot blocked, and then he grabbed it and threw it out to the hot hand in Cam Payne, and Reed finishes with 10 points and 8 rebounds. In years past, he may have gone back up with that and faced a tough shot inside. I thought that was an example of growth, maybe under Nick Nurse, but specifically in Paul Reed's game. So how have you seen his development, and what did you think about the energy he gave them as he comes off the bench with Bamba starting?
Yeah, it's a gutsy move that Nick Nurse did by putting him on the bench, by starting Mo Bamba. The play that you talk about, Murph, you're exactly right. I mentioned a play on the air today where he cut to the basket, got the ball on the right side of the basket, went up and under to the other side of the basket using the rim as you know, protection to not get his shot blocked. And his feet were right, and his catch was good, and the reverse layup was perfect, and it came at a key time. Like those two plays that you and I talk about, yeah, do we see them before? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he's easing into something. You know, it's hard to tell a guy, and look, he's not a backup center in the NBA, but that's what the Sixers had to make him for those 12, 15, 18 minutes behind Joel Embiid. maybe he's easing into it now, thinking, hey, I'm just a hustle guy. I don't have to be labeled this. I'm behind Joel Embiid type of thing. And maybe he's settling into a game a little bit better that he's more accustomed to and that Nick Nurse has tried to, you know, gear him towards.
And the one thing that we always hear from his Sixers teammates when he has a crazy dribble move play or a finish like you're referencing, like over his head, off one foot, all these types of things, is that they see him practice these types of plays as well. So you know that Paul Reed is always one who is going to be putting in the work. And Bob, you spoke with Coach Nick Nurse 8 days ago, and I mean, among many topics, one was the 3 to 4 different versions of this year's team. So what were some of your highest level takeaways from your sit down with Coach Nurse?
Yeah, I just think he's a mad scientist, Murph. I really do. And I said that to him too, that you started the year with a team. Now, forget the James Harden stuff. I kind of consider him not part of the team this year. So you start out with the team that you have, and then you go and here comes an injury. So now you have another team, and then here comes the trade deadline. And make all the moves you did, and you bring in Kyle Lowry, that's yet another team. So I said to Nick, I said, it's kind of like you've coached three teams this year. And I'm looking at him as I say it, and he doesn't have like a frustrated look or like, yeah, you're right. It's like his eyes started twinkling a little bit, like, yeah, I love it. And I could have a fourth team if Joel Embiid comes back. I just think this guy is always trying to manage things, to tweak things. You know, I brought this story up today, Murph, and you and I were together down there. It was one night where it seemed everybody was going to be healthy. It was before Joel Embiid got hurt, and he came out in the press conference before the game, and he said, yeah, you know, I'm thinking of starting Kelly Oubre tonight and putting D'Anthony Melton on the bench because you can afford to have the lack of defense on the perimeter from the Kelly Oubre because you have a rim protector in Joel Embiid. And that way you put really good defense on the second unit with D'Anthony Melton. So even then, when things seemed kind of settled, you know, his mind was moving. Now, it turned out that night, he announced later on that D'Anthony Melton was indeed out that night. And it was the beginning of all the back stuff. But the Kyle Lowry thing, he said it. Look, I was looking to bring him in here. You know, I know what he is looking to bring him in. I wasn't looking to play him 30 minutes a night. Now I watch him and I'm like, yeah, I need him 30 minutes a night. So I think he's just constantly tweaking with things. And when I brought that up to him about coaching three, now it might be four different teams this year, he didn't look at it as frustrating. He looked at it as fun.
And he said it at the time was the best version of Tyrese Maxey that the Sixers were getting and the best version of Kelly Oubre Jr. Have you seen Tobias Harris trending upward towards that best version of himself again at the right time?
I think I see how he can, and it's how Nick Nurse is telling him to do it. And that's to be definitive with your decisions. Know what you're going to do as soon as you get the ball. Murph, you saw it yesterday, right? He caught the ball, boom, it was up. He caught the ball and he said, oh, James Harden's on me? Let me back him down and shoot a fadeaway. He knew exactly what he wanted to do right away. Catch the ball, drive to the basket, layup. And Nick Nurse has been preaching that to him all year long. When you see Tobias Harris catching a ball and being definitive on what his decision-making is, that's when you see the best of Tobias Harris. We need to see that. If you're a Sixers fan, you need to see that for the remainder of the year more times than not.
And some of the shots against the Lakers when he was aggressive in the first quarter, attempts-wise, just didn't go down. Some were in and out as well. So an encouraging performance in the second LA game specifically for Tobias Harris. Joined by Bob Cooney here and the big man, Joel Embiid, and his impact if and when he returns for the Sixers. Obviously, we await that type of news every single day from this group. But with his impact on the roster, why should fans look forward to seeing Embiid eventually play with Kyle Lowry and someone like Buddy Hield, who is in a bit of a shooting slump but did go 3 for 6 against the Clippers?
Yeah, you could even reverse it. How excited should people be to see those guys play with Joel Embiid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it goes back to a conversation I brought this up a lot. I had with Marcus Morris one night when we were just sitting around talking. He said, you can't imagine how easy the game of basketball is when you're on the floor with Joel Embiid. So Buddy Hield's going to experience that. A Kyle Lowry is going to experience that. And let's not forget, you might know this off the top of your head, Murph. I don't know how many games Kelly Oubre and Joel Embiid overlapped either.
Yeah.
Because Oubre had the injury. he was out for a while. Embiid gets injured. Amy and I were guessing like maybe 10 games that they played together. So he might be playing with a pretty much whole new different lineup when and if he comes back. I think that's really interesting and really intriguing.
We'll have to get that exact number, but Bob Cooney, thank you so much for joining Sixers in 60 as our Fanatic basketball insider. And everyone, be sure to listen to Middays with Bob Cooney, 10 to 2 on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's been a great listen so far. So congrats on the show, Bob, and thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Murph. Appreciate it. Be good, buddy.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.